wife and I ventured out for a few minutes this afternoon to get some cell service, trying to check on her dad. We haven't been able to get a hold of him in a couple of days now. So hopefully tomorrow we can remedy that and water's recede where you can cross the river and get to the other side. Once that happens, a whole new problem opens up.
Well, it does. So I don't know, but anyway, the main thing is these floodwaters will go down, and we'll be able to get back and forth again. If there's not a tree down across the road, man, we've got to. It looks like there's a tornado came through here around the house because of all the trees that are down. It's just amazing. Went down the street, one of my neighbors down there on the right side of the road. If you were coming past my house and go straight on down, it'd be on the right. About 20 feet up, it was pine trees, went up about 20 feet, and then it looked like the tops had just been twisted out of them, and the trees were actually twisted up there, so it was a mess.
And the same thing up here, there's trees down everywhere, mudslides, roads washed out, bridges gone, so it's going to be a while for this area recovers, and Rosman on the other end of the county or middle of the county, pretty much that whole town was underwater there, and imagine what the damage is up that way. I haven't seen it yet, but the neighbors that had the mudslide, they lost both their vehicles. They slid down. They live at the very top of the hill for me. Instead of turning where you come up my driveway all the way at the top, their vehicles are down here almost blocking my driveway. So they slid probably a good football field and a half down the hill in the mudslide, jerked the well out, the pump, all that. So that's the gentleman that I had to take my extra generator up today and plug in and get it running for him so he could get his oxygen machine up and running because he's low on oxygen bottles. So we're monitoring that one closely and taking care of that.
I heard you say something about somebody's oxygen, getting their oxygen machine up earlier today. I did not know it was up there, but I knew it was one of your neighbors because you can't go too far, but you can't get out because of the water.
That we're up here in our little cove, and nice and cozy for the most part, but everybody seems to be in good spirits and just enjoying the time with no power and all the quiet time.
Well, with that, you know, I hated that we had such a storm come through here and it did such devastation. But it puts us back a little closer to our roots, you know. I mean, when I grew up, you know, we didn't have cell phones, and, you know, when power went out, you did the best you could, that sort of thing. But you know, we didn't have cell phones and internet and all that to worry about, and that's what a lot of folks are worried about now. I don't worry about that too much. I just try to mind my P's and Q's and try to take care of what's around me and my neighbors if I can. But I'm like you. I'd rather take care of the folks here at home than worry about somebody that's beyond my control.
And it was nice. The neighbor, they got two young boys, and they were riding around with me today, and they were shoveling dirt and cleaning out ditches and helping out where they could. And so it was a good day. Got to show them how to help people, and because their dad's out of town, he's actually in Idaho, I believe, is where it was. And we relayed a message out to him yesterday that everybody was okay, and he won't be back in town till Monday. So been trying to keep an eye on that neighbor and if they need anything, and So it's just back to what it should be, neighbors helping neighbors.
Isn't that the truth? Well, I hate that he won't be back until Monday, but it's probably a good thing, you know, because, the way things are, he might not be able to get over to him anyway until Monday. So maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But do appreciate all that you're doing up there and what you've done on ham radio as well as in your neighborhood there, Patrick. You really stepped up and put your best foot forward there, young man.
That, but I'm just doing what I was taught. Somebody's got a need, you try to help them.
Our parents or grandparents were raised by like people, or like-minded people. That's the way my folks always told me to be. And they said, if you help your neighbors, they'll help you out. So it has been truthful. Guy across the street, my neighbor over there, he came over yesterday and asked me if I needed any help doing anything. And I told him there was one thing I needed to take care of, but I was going to try to get that done today, which I did. And my son came over, Stephen came over here, and he helped me instead of Mark having to come across the street. But Mark would have. And I've had several neighbors stop, check on me and Joy, and I've checked on them as well. I tried to ride around the neighborhood, couldn't get around because of the down power lines and down trees and this sort of thing. But the ones that are close to me, I've tried to do my best to check on them.
And it is impressive to see how this hobby bands together in this situation, and sometimes information is one of the most powerful things out there. Just being able to ascertain that information of what's going on or relay a message, and you don't know how powerful that really is until you're in a situation like this.
Really true, and that's George's got a little sticker in the back window of her car that says that when all else fails, I am radio. You know, and that's true. We've had a lot of problems and a lot of trees down and power outages and this, but the amateur radio community as a whole, you know, they hook up their solar panels or their batteries or their generators, and they just keep on going, you know, try to do what they can to help out the neighborhood, and whether it be a little rural neighborhood, a little subdivision or a town or county or whatnot. We're all trying to pull together for the good of the whole area. And we're doing a pretty good job of it, I think, Patrick.
I think we are. And, you know, sometimes in our day-to-day life, it's easy to look at humanity and catch all the bad stuff. But when you slow down and something like this happens, and then you get to look at all the good stuff. That's been the good part of it for me this past 2 days. Yeah, there's some bad stuff that's happened, but there's a lot of good in it, too.
Good everywhere. Sometimes you have to look for it.
Well, Gary, I won't hold you too long. I just wanted to ride you with you for a minute. I hadn't got to talk to you much, but wait till you see the pictures that I have taken today and what this area up here looks like now, because you've been up here a couple times and you can kind of remember. But wait till you see the pictures I took.
Patrick, and I've got some I want to share with you. I've pictures around here. And Chris just sent me one a few minutes ago down there. He needs a big bulldozer down there to move all that sand.
Down there in that bottom, I was wondering how that fared right there on the river. I bet that's built up quite a few feet.
way. He sent me a picture, and it looked like a new lake.
That. Well, again, Gary, I won't hold you too long. I'd like to, just want to rag to you with you for a few minutes. And you and Miss Joy, stay safe. Tell her we said hello. And we're all safe up here. And just y'all take care. And glad everything's going good for you down there. So I'm going to clear out of here. And this is KO4HKX. And I'll give it back to you, Gary.
Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I appreciate all that you've done and, on the radio as well as in your neighborhood up there. We appreciate you more than you know. But you take care and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge Computer Net. Call KI4DOS. WG4MC, my neighbor across the creek over there in western Greenville County. Mr. Matt, what have you been up to today there, young man?
That's WG4MC. Well, good evening, Gary. Cleaned up the yard a little bit, and then I had to stop because, unfortunately, I don't know if those little red fire ants found me or I found them, but I got a couple bites, and needless to say, I'm allergic to them, but after a little medicine, I'm doing okay, though.
Take that for you. Yeah, we've got, had those over here in the yard before. I've got a couple of big ant hills out here that I've run over with a lawnmower. They were not the fire ants, but these were, one of them was the red ants, and they're not as mean as the fire ants are. And the other one was them little bitty tiny black ants, and you know, they're not they're a nuisance more than anything else. But I don't like them fire ants whatsoever. Last time I got into them, I was standing out there and I had on my tennis shoes with those little short footy socks, you know, just enough to come up under your ankle. They don't come up over your ankle. And them boogers got around my ankles and down inside my shoe. And I'm telling you what's the truth. I was dancing there for a little bit till I got my shoes off.
I understand what you mean. I had my sandals on, and there this afternoon it was getting warm, and I was trying to stay cool. And it was to say I was running for the water hose and take care of them. But I'm doing okay. It's a little sore, but everything will be fine. But anyway, biggest thing is I was trolling around 40 meters, and a ham was calling for past traffic up there in the Bruce Pines, North Carolina area. So I took the traffic, got on Mount Mitchell, and was able to get the welfare check traffic. It was a son trying to get in touch with his mother.
Good when you're able to do something like that, Daddy.
So good, and this is what we do this hobby for. And like you had that little sticker on Miss Julie's car, when all it sells ham radio, we come through, don't we?
Let's try. You know, there's a lot of folks that don't even try. Tell you a little quick story that happened to me, and I don't remember what hurricane it was that came in. But I was working at this point in time, and went to make a pickup at this place and was talking to the receptionist there. And her husband's mother and dad lived in Mobile, Alabama. And hurricane came in down there, and he couldn't get in touch with them. And so I told her, I said, well, I don't know if I can find out anything or not. I said, but if you'll give me your phone number or your husband's, I said, I'll call you as soon as I get home. And I said, I'll get on the radio and see what I can find out. Well, it just so happened that I got a Hurricane Net controller that was down there. And he lived next door to this fella's mother and daddy. That'll never happen again, Matt. But I got word to his mother and dad, and then relayed message from them back to him. And made everybody happy. It made me feel like something special. But I'm just the operator, you know. These radios we got is a hobby, or the real tool that we've got, and they really work.
Right, and they don't require any cell phone towers. We are the, we are the power company, the transmitter, and the cell phone towers with our antennas. And that's what I like about this hobby. If something happens, we can take care of business and reach out to somebody.
I love when field day comes around. You know, we all get out and get together, throw up a couple of wires and a couple of trees, and or maybe put up a short tower. And I have seen them pull with a tower had a base on it that you pull a car tire up on, and that's what held the tower up, was the weight of the vehicle's tire sitting on the base of the tower. But they put up beams and all kinds of different things, so you can get out there and give us a little bit of power where we can run our radios, and we can get an antenna up in the trees, or between two light poles, or just something to give us a little elevation. If nothing else, we got push-up masks that we can use. All kinds of different scenarios, but it's a whole lot of fun to get out there and practice our things in case of an emergency. And that's what field day is all about, just practicing in case something like this happens.
Yeah, roger that. But anyway, I wanted to pass that along. I'm going to try to get on Mount Mitchell tomorrow and see if they were able to get up with the person's mother, and be nice to give the ham or the her son some good news. I'd like to see it through if I can, but we all always know that doesn't happen. Unfortunately, once you pass the message, it's gone and out of your hands, unfortunately.
We have several different precedents that we can use, and we can and do ask each other as hymns to relay a message and give send a reply back to the person that sent the message, and sometimes that's worth its weight in gold as well. When I was trying to give that young man's mother and dad, find out about them. And I found out about them, and I contacted him. And so that was one way, one traffic, finding out about them and letting him know. And then letting him know that they were saved. So it goes back and forth, and you may not be the same one that gets the return traffic. But it does happen, don't think it that, the folks that are trying to find out this information, they really appreciate us a lot, when we can produce, and, they think a lot of us for even trying, because there's a lot of people wouldn't even attempt to do anything like that.
Roger that, you're exactly right. Well, Gary, good talking to you. I just wanted to pass that on. Tell Miss Joy I said hello. I'm going to get ready to shut everything down and get a little shut eye. KI4DOS, WG4C 73, and back to that.
Appreciate you getting on 40 meters and helping these folks out, passing a little traffic. That's what it's all about. It's a lot of fun, and it does give you peace of mind in a lot of cases. But do appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for letting us know. You take care over there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 204 to the app Bravo Beck. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Marcus Trump, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. All is well here, and hope it's the same with you. AK-4, JPQ,
clear. I heard you tried to check in earlier, and it sounded like your battery died on your HT, Larry. Never like to say good evening, KK4 JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4 MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight over here. Well, it ain't great, but you know, we got it a whole lot better than a lot of folks in the neighborhood, so I can't complain. But anyway, you and Miss Donna, take care. Stay warm, stay dry, and if you're without power, I hope you get your power back real soon. And, yeah, the folks are out there are working on it, and they're working really hard for us. And, you know, I really appreciate them. But thanks for checking in with us, Larry. I thought that was you earlier, and Tom came in there and relayed back to me that was you. But since I didn't get your call and all of that, I couldn't write you down till now. And you and Donna made number 60 and 61 on my log tonight. So bless your heart. Y'all take care. We'll talk to you later. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4 DOS.
DOS. And KO4 FXB. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot X-ray Bravo. This is Ryan down in Fairplay, and I'll be in and out. I appreciate you running the net.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4 SXB, Mr. Ryan down in Fairplay. Ryan, did I get that right?
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot X-ray Bravo. Appreciate it.
Riding tonight. I apologize. I put an S where there should have been an F. We got it corrected. Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot X-ray Bravo, Mr. Ryan down in Fairplay. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Ryan. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Net starts at 9 p.m. with a different net controller each night. You take care and y'all stay safe down there in Fairplay. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Kilo November 4, Victor Tango. This is not a check-in, but I do have a question, if you have time.
Yes, sir, Mr. Zach. Go ahead. I don't know if I can answer it or not, but we'll try.
It's kind of a strange question, and I apologize ahead of time if I'm out of sorts for asking this, but I was kind of wondering, I mean, can we use these nets just to speak on not whenever nets are going on? Or is it kind of a dedicated thing? Can we only use nets to speak to other people during that amount of time? Or is it just kind of like a whenever we feel like, as long as a net itself is not going on?
Question. The net, this net, it starts at 9 o'clock and it runs from 9 until whenever the net controller closes it out. And it's a directed net, which, you know, all comments need to go through the net controller. If you wanted to talk with someone and I'm calling the net, you just throw your call sign out and then say, I'd like to speak with so-and-so. And then I'll tell you to call your station or whatnot. Other than that, you know, anytime you can get on the repeater, of course you can call anybody you want to, anytime you want to on this repeater, as long as the other party can get into the machine. You know, but during the net, from 9 o'clock on until the net is closed, just for grins and giggles, say the net controller closes the net at 9:30 and you want to carry on a conversation with somebody else. And after the net is closed and they turn the repeater back to normal amateur use, you can talk to anybody. But I hope that answered your question.
Thank you very much. I hope that that's not too much of a dumb question to ask, but thank you so much. I do appreciate it. You did answer all.
Good question. A lot of folks may have had the same question, you know. The different nets are run a little bit differently. There's some nets that are not as structured as ours. I call for the alphabet designations, you know, whether it's A through D or U through Z or whatever. A lot of nets aren't that structured. Anybody anywhere can just go ahead and throw their call sign out and check into their net. And then if they want to make a comment, they just tell the net controller they would like to make a comment. But anytime you want to talk here, you know, like I said, if you want to, when you check in and you want to talk to the net controller or somebody else, just let him know or let her know. Because we do have some females that are net controllers from time to time, and they do a really good job as well as the rest of the men do.
Appreciate that, big time. I might even hang around this evening after everything closes. I'm not entirely sure, but thank you. I do appreciate everything.
I'm glad I could be of service or be of help. And, that's the way we learn. If we don't know something, if we don't ask questions, that's the only one that's dumb, the one that's not asked. As long as you can ask a question, there's not anything wrong with that. And it a lot of times it helps other folks out, too, that have a little bit of mic fright, we'll say, and they're afraid to key the microphone and ask the question. So don't be afraid to do that. I know I've done it myself, and, I've asked a lot of questions, and some of them have been, to me, silly when I ask them. But then I've had other people come up and say, well, thank you for asking that question. I was wondering the same thing. So you never know who's listening. And that's one good thing about, the radios is you don't know who is out there listening. And we got a lot of folks that listen on scanners still to this net. I've got a couple of folks that check in on a pretty regular basis. They started out years ago listening on the scanner, and they listen for who knows how many years until they took the test and got their license. And now they get on here and talk as well. So it's a good thing, and don't be afraid to get on here and ask. Nobody's going to fuss at you one way or the other. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I can't submit my net electronically tonight. I'll just tell you that we had a grand total of 62 check-ins tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. And folks, that was a really, really good net. I enjoyed myself, and I hope all y'all did too. I had 62 RF check-ins. These weren't over Echo Link. They weren't over the pre-net check-in functions. And we appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX. So we'll be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
Kilo November 4, Victor Tango. Is anybody out there?
4, Bubba Golf Echo, name's Donnie.
Zach, how are you?
Quite all right for the circumstances. I hope you are as well.
The only house on my road that does not have power. But aside from that, I'm standing in my driveway with my dog and just hanging out, man.
That makes you so mad you want a punch a walrus.
Tree fell on the power line that runs to my house, but enough of that. It's all good. Either way, I'm the solitude from it all.
What's your location, if you don't care my asking?
I'm in Townville, South Carolina, kind of the edge of Anderson, really close to Fairplay. I'm like 10 miles from Georgia. It's middle of nowhere, but I love it all at the same time. How about yourself?
We're here in Liberty, South Carolina, just below Pickens, I guess you would say. Yeah, I kind of grew up kind of like in the middle of nowhere, so it's kind of what I'm used to, you know, kind of like the rural areas. It has its ups and its downs, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing else, except I grew up in the mountains up in North Carolina, up there around Green River and Tuxedo area, just below Hendersonville.
Car in Hendersonville once, a long time ago, but yeah. That was a long time ago. That was back in my teenage days. But yeah, I mean, I know what you mean, dude. Like, these living out in the sticks and stuff is nice. Really nice. Plus, like, everybody, you, at least as long as you're in the area, everybody helps everybody. I found out somebody moved a tree out of my driveway earlier today, and I didn't even know that they had.
Roger that. That's just amazing, dude. That's, you know, like, I'm relatively new to ham radio. I've only had my ticket for maybe a year and a half or so, and this is the first time I've went through, like, an emergency kind of situation and had a ham radio, and, man, it was awesome. KO4HKX and everybody on here, just, man, they really took over and just, I mean, took care of everybody. It's been amazing. And that's the thing about the country folk, man. We got each other's back, even if we don't know you. And sometimes, even if we don't like you, we'll still give you a helping hand. But you're right, man. That is awesome.
Fully agree with you on that. I mean it. Like, you nailed it. Big time. Like, if... I don't even know how to explain it. You're totally right. I mean, if everybody has everybody's back, like in a small town area, and I wish it was that way, like in close-knit areas, like real close-knit, but it's impossible in cities. It's truly impossible just because there's so many people and so much going on, but like in these first areas, we truly understand like the threat of Mother Nature herself. So, I mean, even if we don't like it, like you said, I mean, we'll help you. Because we understand the struggle.
Exactly. Those, I call them big city areas, but you're right, they've got so much going on, they can only worry about themselves. And it is wild that, you know, they don't even bother to stop and say hi. It's funny, like, when you come from rural areas like this where everybody waves at everybody and you go somewhere and you're waving and, you know, out of habit, and it's like, they won't even give you the time of day to even look at you. It's wild. I just don't understand that mentality. I mean, to me, it's that small-knit community, like you said, that understands, like, having each other's back, especially in bad situations, is what built this country. Because, I mean, when they came over in the 1600s, they didn't have nobody here. They were all on their own. So they stuck together and had each other's back, and they built what was a great nation.
Absolutely. So, like, I have to travel to Maryland every now and then to, like, the D.C. area for work. And so, like, the first few days that I was there, I kept wondering why everybody was not cool, if you will. I mean, like, I'd hold the door for people. They wouldn't even look at me or nothing. And then I came to realize, I come to realize that there's no Southern hospitality up there. But down here, plenty of it. And it is a very nice thing to have. It was very nice to realize once I came back.
Yes, sir, if that don't make you miss home, I don't know what will. I know my wife gets on to me from time to time because I'm bad about, you know, I was taught like, just like you were probably, you know, and I assume that you was because, like you said, having that Southern hospitality, we know our manners. And I get so irritated, like you said, when you hold the door for somebody and it's like they don't even bother to give you even a nod of the head. It's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, it just infuriates me. And a lot of times I say, you're welcome. My wife say, hey, quit that. It's, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, man, where's your hospitality? Like, you know, we got to have each other's backs.
Amen. I actually busted out laughing whenever you said that. You're totally right. I'd see somebody, and if they wouldn't even look me in the eyes, they'd just walk right on by me. I'd be like, sure thing, next time. Yeah, no problem. You're welcome.
Yeah. And I think that's what's wrong with the country now is the lack of respect that each other has for one another. I mean, even though I don't agree with a lot of people on a lot of things, at the same time, we're all made in the image of God, and we got to remember that. And even though I get infuriated sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's hard sometimes because I was held to a standard, and I guess I hold other people to a set standard, and I probably shouldn't, but, you know, when you're here, you know, and just like we've always heard growing up, you want respect, give respect, and then down here, that's a big thing. And I went to the D.C. area not too long ago. It was back in 2020, I believe it was, or 2019. I went, and you're right, dude. It was just like, man, you know, you could literally probably go rob somebody and no one could identify you because no one pays attention to anybody around there, and it's sad.
I fully agree, too. I mean, it was... I enjoy going there for work. I don't enjoy... lack of hospitality, but at the same time, you know, the world is different everywhere, and I too was held to a high standard as a child, and I guess that, you know, is why I kind of wanted, well, didn't want, but expected the same inadvertently, like whenever I went up there, and it was like a culture shock. But I mean, you know,
that, and I tell you, it's so nice hearing other like-minded people. It really is a blessing to hear that, and yeah, it's one of those things that's kind of like, you don't even think about it, but it's something you kind of expected. It's like, especially like when you meet someone new, it's like you go out of your way to give them sometimes even a little extra respect because you don't know them, you're meeting them. But it's like, it is such a culture shock to the extent of like, wow, like you couldn't even, just a simple thank you, that's not hard to say, but I don't know, what do you do? you can't bend them over your knee and spank them, but I mean, that's probably a little overboard for something as small as that, but I think it's something we need to raise our kids with is, I guess, disagree with that, and that's okay. But, yeah, it's the same thing with my kids. I expect that high expectation to respect elders and others.
Like, I'm a single dad. I got two girls. Mama is out of the picture. And, like, I mean, I was growing up, like, I was raised going to church every Sunday. I don't go to church now. But, like, I mean, I also know morals and such. And so do you. I can tell. Dude, everybody on this planet knows morals. Everybody. If they can go through the discipline. We all know we all know our rights and wrongs, of course, but I'm right there on board with you.
Sir, and I'm glad to hear that, you know, it is nice, and you definitely got your hands full there having two girls. I have two boys and a girl, and they're already a handful. But anyways, I'm going to step to the side here and try to conserve battery because I don't have the generators and such like others, so I'll just be listening on the side. I appreciate you calling out and giving me this cue, so it was definitely a mind-stimulating and enjoyable conversation.
Yeah,
I'm going to wish you a 73s and hope you have a safe night, and hope all is well on your end, and I'll be clear after your final. KQ4BGE 73.
Man, I'll catch you next time. KQ4BGE, is that what you said?
Roger, that is Kilo Quebec, Bravo Golf Echo, or Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. You had it right.
Cool. I'm going to still kick around for a bit. I don't know if anybody else is out there listening. Yeah, can you? Victor Dango. Gay, Nate? I may have misheard. I was scanning. Hello?